Arjuna remembers Krishna. Suta Goswami said, Arjuna went to Dwaraka to see Lord Sri Krishna and other friends, and also to learn from the Lord of his next activities. A few months passed, and Arjuna did not return. Maharaj Yudhisthira then began to observe some inauspicious omens which were fearful in themselves. The king then said to himself, I think that all these earthly disturbances indicate some greater loss to the good fortune of the world. The earth was indeed fortunate to have been marked with the footprints of the lotus feet of the Lord, but these signs indicate that this will no longer be. And while Maharaj Yudhisthira, observing the inauspicious signs on the earth at that time, and was thus thinking to himself, Arjuna came back from the city of the Yadus, Dwaraka. And when he bowed at his brother's feet, the king saw that Arjuna's dejection was unprecedented. His head was down, and tears glided from his lotus eyes. And seeing Arjuna pale due to heartfelt anxieties, King Yudhisthira, remembering the indications of the sage Narada, asked Arjuna in the midst of friends. The celebrated friend of Lord Krishna, Arjuna, was grief-stricken because of his strong feeling of separation from Krishna, over and above all Maharaj Yudhisthira's speculative inquiries. Due to grief, Arjuna's mouth and lotus-like heart had dried up, and therefore his body lost all luster. But now, remembering the Supreme Lord, Arjuna could hardly utter a word in reply. But with great difficulty, he checked the tears of grief that had smeared his eyes. Arjuna was very distressed because Lord Krishna was now out of his sight, and Arjuna increasingly felt affection for him. Remembering Lord Krishna, his well wishes, benefactions, intimate family relations, and his chariot driving, Arjuna, overwhelmed and breathing very heavily, began to speak. My dear brother, the military strength of the Kauravas was like an ocean in which there dwelled many invincible existences. Thus it was insurmountable. But because of Krishna's friendship, I, seated on the chariot, was able to cross over it. For it was Krishna who withdrew the duration of life from everyone. It was Krishna in the battlefield who withdrew the speculative power and strength of enthusiasm from the great military phalanx made by the Kauravas. They were headed by Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Shalya. Their arrangement was expert and more than adequate. But Lord Sri Krishna, while going forward, did all this. Great generals like Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Burishrava, Susharma, Shalya, Jayadratha, and Palika all directed their invincible weapons against me. But by Lord Krishna's grace, they could not even touch a hair on my head. Similarly, Pralak Maharaj, the supreme devotee of Lord Nrsimhadev, was not affected by the weapons the demon used against him. It was by Krishna's mercy only that my enemies neglected to kill me when I descended from my chariot to get water for my thirsty horses. And it was due to my lack of esteem for my Lord that I dared engage him as my chariot driver. for Krishna is worshipped and offered services by the best of men in order to attain salvation. So now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the personality of Godhead, Govinda, because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.